I enjoyed the story of the healing green light used by the Thai Venerable you shared with us yesterday, and I also enjoyed the teachings of Ajahn Tate you shared this morning. But then I'm wondering if the very act of trying to quote-unquote heal this body or quote-unquote clarify and brighten this mind acts to pull the heart out of neutral and back into the world of grasping and desire. Could you please clarify this? The thing is you've got to do something. When you've got a range of options of doing something, then, you know, healing the body and clarifying, brightening the mind, those are your fairly decent options. But the reality is that, yeah, if it's approached with grasping and desire, then, yeah, it'll create suffering, it'll perpetuate suffering, it'll create complications. So that it's the learning of how to apply attention and discernment in a way that, yeah, is truly beneficial. Of course, the way one sees that, the way we learn, usually, is recognizing, oh, wow, I did that, I had such a good intention, and here I am, still suffering. So that, oh, okay, that's when one lets go, one pulls back, one adjusts the effort or the approach or the perspective, so that there can be a relinquishing, a non-clinging, a non-attachment. But it doesn't mean that one doesn't do anything. When the Buddha was, you know, you think of the ultimate multitasker. I mean, the Buddha was great, did all sorts of things, but he didn't suffer. And then knowing the limits of what one can do, in the sense of that, you think of the story of the Buddha. I think it was two years before the Buddha passed away. Then there was, he had this very serious illness that he was able to suppress and overcome by applying the faculties of the mind and healed himself. And the Buddha was saying, yeah, it's not time yet. And it was a conscious choice. You see in the suttas where they say, what if I applied my mind in this way and the faculties and I healed that? There's still things to do. But also, you know, recognizing, yeah, there's limitations. And then there's a point where, yeah, this body isn't going to heal anymore, and you really have to let go. So it's like this learning how to apply oneself with non-grasping, non-clinging, either to action or non-action. Because that's the crux of it, is how to live with non-clinging as the foundation.